You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our most precious resource is our time. I'm taking all of this money that I'm making and I'm putting it into the stock market because this is one of the best passive income strategies you could do. Passive income allows you to build wealth and achieve financial freedom by creating assets and tools that work for you around the clock. Passive income serves as a vital tool offering stability, security, and the promise of a brighter, brighter, brighter future.
Welcome to the table. Welcome to the table. Build wealth. Life. Welcome to the table.
Today we're going to be diving into one of the most empowering concepts in the realm of personal finances, and this is passive income. I really try to be careful when I talk about passive income because I think a lot of times people kind of misrepresent true passive income ideas and really the nature of passive income. But I do want you to picture this. I really do. I want you to imagine earning money while you're sleeping. How about making money while you're on vacation? Or what about this? While you're out there pursuing your passions, you're still generating a level of income. You see, that's the beauty of passive income. It's the financial engine that works for you even when you are not actively and aggressively working on it. But what exactly is passive income? At its core, passive income refers to earnings generated with minimal effort or active involvement on your part. The key word was minimal. I hear a lot of influencers say, man, this is passive income. I don't have to do nothing. No, everything that we do, we got to do something for it. And we're going to break all that down today. Because unlike traditional income streams that rely on trading time for money, passive income allows you to build wealth and achieve financial freedom by creating assets and tools that work for you around the clock. But why is this even crucial to explore passive income ideas, especially when aiming to get out of debt and building wealth? Let's break it down. You see, many of us find ourselves trapped, and I mean this, trapped in a cycle of debt, whether it's from student loans, credit cards, or other financial obligations. While working hard and earning a steady paycheck is essential, relying solely on active income can limit our ability to break free from bondage, aka debt, and create a future of abundance. And remember, here at the table, the E3 community, we are focused on what? Abundance, wellness, and freedom. You see, this is where passive income shines a beacon of hope. By diversifying our income streams and incorporating passive income strategies into our financial plans, we gain the power to accelerate debt repayment, build long-term wealth, and achieve our financial goals with greater ease and efficiency. But passive income isn't just about financial gain. It's about reclaiming our most precious resource. Can y'all think about that? Right now, what is your most precious resource. No, it's not your spouse. No, it's not your children. No, it's not your job. No, it's not your business. Our most precious resource is our time. By establishing passive income streams, we can reclaim the freedom, here we go, to spend our time as we choose, whether it's with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or exploring new opportunities for personal and professional growth, you name it. In the journey towards financial independence, passive income serves as a vital tool, offering stability, security, and the promise of a brighter, brighter, brighter future. Now, before we jump into today's show, I'm going to give you, the five, I think I like two extra bonuses of five passive income ideas that has made me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars within a week. Don't forget, we're celebrating Financial Literacy Month all month long. We have a couple of weeks left, and we have something special for you. You see, I'm not here to just talk about financial freedom. I'm here to help you experience it firsthand. Can you imagine this summer, you and a loved one, or you and a family member, or just you and a friend jetting off in a $5,000 paid for dream vacation, creating memories that will last a lifetime? But wait, there's so much more. You know, for full details on how you can win one of these incredible prizes this month, we still have time. I want you to check out this quick commercial. Fam, I got a question. Are you ready for an April like no other? Well, I want you to get pumped because we're about to make it rain with our April is Lit $20,000 giveaway powered by my friends at SmartWiz. I want you to imagine this. Come in, come in, come closer. You and your ride or die are on a $5,000 vacation of your wildest dreams, or kickstart your financial future with $1,000 towards an IRA or an investment account. That's pretty sweet, right? But hold on to your seats, baby, because it's about to get even better. I want you to join us for April is Lit Financial Literacy Month, where education meets opportunity. I want you to amp up your financial know-how, treat yourself to a well-deserved breather, and master the art of smart money management. Here's how you can get involved with all this excitement. It's simple. Go to anthonyoneal.com to register for 100% free. And you got to subscribe to the YouTube and Apple Podcast channels to qualify for the chance to snag one of these incredible prizes. This is $20,000. So don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Take charge of your financial destiny and stand a chance to win big. Join us for the April is Lit, and let's make this month a month that we cannot forget. Visit anthonyoneal.com right now to register and check out today's show notes for the link. All right, let's get to today's show. So go to anthonyoneal.com, sign up. We're not selling you anything. We're not going to ask you for anything. We just want to give. We want to give you content that's going to change your life, help you grow your financial IQ. We want to give some people some free vacations, and we want to bless people with IRAs. And if you already have an IRA, we're going to put another $1,000 back in that IRA if you are a winner. But let's get into today's show because I'm real pumped about this, you know. Here's the very first thing, passive income ideas that has helped me make a whole lot of money. Watch this. That's becoming an impactful creator, aka to the general world, that is becoming a content creator. You see, content creation offers flexibility and scalability, allowing you to reach a wide audience, right? A wide audience. I was serving as a youth pastor in Jacksonville, Florida, and I had a real nice audience. You know, I was serving at a church that had 15,000 members. Then I started realizing, like, wait a minute, I can touch 15 million on YouTube. There are various platforms such as YouTube, blogs, podcasts, and social media that can be utilized. Monetizing options include advertising revenue, sponsorships, affiliate marketing, and selling products / services. You know, you can touch the masses and make a lot of money doing it. And here's the truth. I really want to talk about this because when we're talking about these passive income ideas, I'm gonna rank them from 1 to 10 when it comes to how difficult they are to start and how difficult they may be to maintain. And when I think of me becoming a consistent full-time impact creator, right, an impactful creator, I'm not just an influencer. I'm not just a content creator who's doing this because I want to make a living. No, no, no. I am a impactful creator, meaning what's the very first word there? I focus on impact. I want to create content based upon my life that is impacting others to help them get out of debt, to help them start the process of building wealth, to really help them take control and take back the head seat at their table. And so if you're really going to do this, if you're really going to pursue this creator world, I want to be honest with you. On a scale of 1 to 10, the difficulty to get started, I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10. Why? Because it requires minimum upfront investment, mainly consisting of equipment and software. But if you have a phone, if you can get you a nice, cheap mic, you don't have to. You don't have to have it all. You know, my brother-in-law, Glenn, from Belief in Fatherhood, man, when he started his YouTube business, it has over 1 million subscribers now, that their business does over $1 million a year. He used his phone, got a cheap mic from Amazon, and then used the movie editor app on Mac, on the MacBook. But when it comes to being a creator, here's why I did rank it at the 4 out of 10, because success largely depends on your creativity and dedication to the content that you're presenting. And with us as in content creators, we have to be willing to adapt to the change of trends. You got to know what trend you need to jump on and what trend you need to stay away from. So becoming a content creator, it's not that difficult at all. On a 4 out of 10, for sure, for sure, for sure. But maintaining it, I gotta give that a 6 out of 10. I got to. Because, and here's why I give it a 6 out of 10. Because it requires consistent content creation. It requires you to engage with the audience on YouTube, on podcasts, on Facebook, on Instagram. You got to stay up to date with trends, and you have to be adapting to the algorithm changes on the platforms. And another thing is, you can't get comfortable. One of the things that I see in the content creation space, and I tell my team this all the time for us internally, we can't get comfortable. Just because it worked for 4 months, for 5 months, we should always be educating and learning what's happening in the world, and we should always be evolving. If you're sticking to something for 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years, and you're not looking to adapt, you're not going to succeed well in the content creation space. Because the algorithm is always changing. People are always changing. Trends are always changing. Now, watch this. The reason why I say it's even difficult to maintain, because it's not just about adapting and content creation. It's you got to be willing to stay true to who you are. You have to be willing to stay true to who you are and what you want to say. Oftentimes, I'll see content creators follow the trend in a wrong way. So the hard part is not about just getting up every single day and creating content. Another hard part is, can you stay true to yourself? Can you? But here's what I love about being an impactful creator and the potential of the income here is that you do not have to do this alone. You do not have to do this alone, because you're going to make so much money. You are going to make so much money. So much money. Just producing YouTube content, my brand generates about $10,000 to $12,000 a week on YouTube, but I'm not doing it alone. You see, I have a group of ICS members to where, you know, we all get together. Our The lead of that is Michelle, Alex, and CJ on our team, who leads, you know, hundreds, and I mean this, hundreds of people every single week, and helping them become content creators, helping them, you know, take what God has put on the inside of them and put it out there in the world. And if you're saying, Anthony, I want to make some extra money, but most importantly, I want to make an impact, and I have a story, I have a journey, I have a process, I know what to do, but I need help with getting it out there, I want you to go to ImpactCreatorSociety.com. That is ImpactCreatorSociety.com. It's $67 a month, and every single week, you are going to get myself, or you're going to get our team, but most importantly, you're going to be connected to hundreds of other people every single week. You all break out in small groups every week with Impact Creator Society. The community is on point. If you have an idea, if you have a struggle, if you need help with content ideas, or if you shot a video, you need help with a title, a thumbnail, or if you're just trying to figure out your purpose and how do you express your purpose as far as in being an impactful creator, this is a community for you, and you want to check it out. Where else are you going to go to get me for $67 a month for a whole hour? You get every single week of the month, you get me and my team and other people, and we're teaching you how to become that impactful creator. Listen, go check them out. You don't have to do it by yourself, but here's the thing too. As I'm giving you these passive income ideas, here's the truth. You're going to be making some extra money. And you're going to need a solid checking account to put this money into. I park some of my money over at my friend's Chime. Chime gets you paid 2 days earlier. You get access to your money. And they just are, they're a solid checking account. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to talk about it. Check out this quick commercial. What's going on, everyone? Hey, check this out. It is a new year. And you know what that means. It's the perfect time to get those finances in shape. I want you to think about it. It's a fresh start. Tax returns are around the corner, and we are all looking to bounce back from the holiday spending. So let's talk about making some real progress with our money starting right now. And what's the first step? You gotta choose the right checking account in 2024. Let me introduce you to Chime's online checking account. It's a game changer with benefits that have already won over millions of members. And one of those benefits are getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Yes, you heard me absolutely right. Early access to your hard-earned money, plus the convenience of managing it all on the go 24/7. It's really like having financial control right at your own fingertips. Now let's get you excited about some of these standout features of the Chime checking account. Here's number one, early paydays. You heard me say it again, 2 days early with the qualifying direct deposit. No more pesky fees. I want you to say goodbye to those monthly minimum balance and even overdraft fees. Chime is all about keeping your money where it belongs, and that is with you. ATM access galore. You're going to access over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. And finding one is a breeze with the Chime app. Easy money transfers. You can send and receive money super easy. Whether you're a Chime member or not, you can pay friends through Chime and cash out your money without fees. Wow. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to take control of your finances with Chime. Signing up is super easy, and it takes only 2 or 3 minutes. Jumpstart your financial journey today. Sign up at chime.com/TTAO. Again, that is chime.com/TTAO. Join the Chime family and experience banking that's made for you. All right, let's get back to today's show. Park your money there, because here's number two, online courses. Listen right here. Listen right here. You see, online courses allow you to leverage your expertise to teach others and generate passive income. I recently had one of my good friends, Amy Porterfield, on my show, and she said, hey, listen, you don't have to go to school to have a course. You don't have to be a 100% expert. You just need a 10% edge. You need something. You know what? I learned this, and I see that a lot of people don't know this, so let me teach this. You don't have to go to school to write a course. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be honest. Like, hey, you guys, I'm not an expert. This is what I've learned, and I want to teach it. And for a fee, you can get access to it. Nothing wrong with that. There are great platforms out there like Teachable and Searchy who are offering infrastructures for course hosting and distribution. We personally use Searchy for our courses. You know, course topics should be addressing a specific need, watch this, a specific felt need, or a problem within your target audience. The key word there is felt need and your target audience. I can't do what someone else in a financial space do because my audience may come to me for something different than theirs. So I have to figure out, okay, what is the felt need of my community from what I've learned, not from what I went on YouTube and just looked up, not from what I just copied from someone else. No. From what I've learned, what can I teach them? I paid off debt. I was homeless. I can teach you that. I can teach you how to get out of debt, and here's what I did to get out of debt. I've never day traded before. I can't teach you that. I'm not going to teach you that, but I got friends who could teach you that if that's something that you're into. So when it comes to creating courses, you should address a specific need or problem within your target audience. And the initial investment involves creating high-quality course content, including videos, lectures, and materials. What's the difficulty to get started? I'm going to give this, out of a scale of 1 to 10, a 6. Because it requires time and effort to develop comprehensive course content. Marketing and promotion are essential to attract students and generate sales. So you just can't wake up one day and say, I'm going to shoot a course today. No, you need to spend some time and make sure that you write the right content, that you're writing to the felt need, that you're articulating your words correctly, that it's making a...
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. And I got to talk to you about something near and dear to my heart, and that's representation. You see, growing up, seeing Black voices in media was like finding gold in a mine. It showed me what was possible. People like Oprah, Steve Harvey, and even Malcolm X, they paved the way for folks like me to step into the spotlight. And now, there's a new wave of Black voices making extreme waves, and they're doing it on NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths. This collection is a celebration of Blackness like none other. Each episode is like a journey through our shared experiences. Joy, resilience, empowerment, it's all there. From Bobby to Michelle Obama, they're covering it all. And let me tell you, listening to these episodes, it's like sitting down with your fam and having a real talk about what it means to be Black today. NPR is not holding back with this show. They're bringing you stories that matter. Stories that reflect the full spectrum of Black life. It's like they say, stories should never be about us without us. So do yourself a favor and tune in to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. It's not just a podcast. I'm going to be real with you. It's a movement. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts, and let's keep celebrating our stories and our truths. All right, let's get back to my show.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Impact. I'm tired of seeing these courses out there and it's crap. It's just a bunch of fluff that I could have got from YouTube or Google. Give me something practical that I could do. Now, what's the difficulty to maintain it? I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. Because this is going to require updates to course content, responding to student inquiries, right? Marketing efforts to attract new students, and staying knowledgeable in the subject matter. You have to continue researching and studying and evolving the course. You got to put, listen to me clearly on this one. Here's why I said 6 out of 10. Because what we will see some course creators do, put up the course, but then have no infrastructure for customer service. What happens if I can't find my password? Or what happens if your system accidentally charged me twice? Or what happens if, you know, my card doesn't go through? Like, there has to be an infrastructure put in place that can generate. But courses makes me, on average, best week, not every single week, but on average, I can say I generate about $10,000 to $16,000 a week just in my courses. Just in my courses. Which leads me to number 3, stock market. You see, I'm taking all of this money that I'm making and I'm putting it into the stock market because this is one of the best passive income strategies you could do because this is the only one that's going to give you compound interest that I'm talking about today. You see, investing in the stock market can provide passive income through dividends and capital appreciation. Diversification across different sectors and asset classes help manage risk. Research and analyze are necessary to make informed investment decisions. Long-term perspective and patience are key principles for successful investing. Now, difficulty to get started on this one is 5 out of 10 because it requires initial capital for investment, but can be started with little as a few as $100. You can open up an account for $100, but you're not going to see a massive, you know, return on your money. But over time, you will. You see, understanding the market fundamentals, investment strategies, and risk management is essential. This is why I say get you a financial advisor. But what's the difficulty to maintain? I'm going to say, man, it's going to be a 3 out of a 10. I'm going to say it's going to be a 3 out of a 10. Why? Because it does require ongoing monitoring of your investment portfolio, but you're maybe going to do that maybe once or twice a month. You're going to get with your financial advisor, well, not once a month, I'm sorry, once or twice a year, because I really don't want you looking at it too much because if we have a down month, a down week, a down day, you're going to be tempted to pull it out. No. Trust the system. It is only official when you withdraw the money, but trust your financial advisor. Trust the process, and you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Outside of that, it's just about checking in once or twice a year, putting money inside of it to continue growing. It's not difficult to maintain. Not at all. Number 4, digital products. Now, this is something that I'm loving, okay? Digital products such as ebooks, software, templates, artwork, you name it, they generate some great passive income. Creation and distribution can be automated through online platforms and marketplaces. You see, you gotta identify a niche though with this one. You gotta identify a niche market and create products that address specific needs or interests. I'm in the financial space and trying to help people get out of debt. So we generated a a 40-page ebook on how to help you negotiate your pay raise with your boss. Here are the things you need to be doing. Here's things you do not need to be doing. Here are the questions you need to be asking. Here are the questions you don't need to be asking. If they ask you this question, here's the best way to respond to that. Hey, 6 months before your interview, here are the things you need to be doing. You know, we literally wrote an ebook and we're selling it for like $20 on how to do that. Now, why? Watch this. Because I understand that if I'm going to help my people get out of debt, I got to help them make more money. I need to help them get a pay raise. I need to help them switch careers. But when I have this ebook, I got to market it. You see, marketing and promotion strategies are crucial for creating customers and driving sales. Now, what's the difficulty to get started in this one? 3 out of 10. Low barriers to entry, requiring only creativity and digital skills to create products. You can literally write this up, jump on Canva, throw it in Canva, make it look nice, boom. Your initial investment is going to be very minimal. It really depends on the type of product that you're making, that you're creating. But you throw it on Canva, you throw it up on your website, throw it up on Instagram, throw it up on TikTok, throw it up on YouTube. This is why we teach YouTube first inside of our Impact Creator Society, because YouTube is the only platform that a year later you can get 100,000 views. Prime example, one of my videos on a young lady, she was 18 and she's made $1 million. We shot this a year ago. I looked at my analytics for this year and it's the number 2 video for this month. It's gotten 80,000 views this month alone. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? We shot this over a year and some change ago. Now watch this. Let's say this is why it's called passive income. So now the things that I was promoting on that show, people are clicking on that and I didn't do anything. I shot something for 45 minutes. Watch this though. I'm creating more content on my platform and I'm feeding the algorithm of YouTube. And so now, because I'm creating content around investments, around wealth building, what is YouTube doing? If you watch something around investing and around wealth creation, well, they're going to suggest my other investment and wealth creation videos. And when they suggest that, it gets me more views. It continues to get me paid. And now people are clicking on the links inside of that show. So the difficulty to maintain, you know, a digital product is 3 out of 10. It requires occasional, maybe once a year, you updating and making it. If you did an ebook for 2023, you're just going in there making it, you know, relatable to 2024. Customer support for inquiries or issues of people who cannot download it. But it is literally a turnkey machine that you could go and create a ebook today and have it ready to sell tomorrow for 10, for 15 bucks. We have several small digital products, our wealth tool, $10, a couple of ebooks for $20 to $50. That generates me anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 a week, and I'm not doing nothing. Nothing at all. But again, here's the next one, number 5. Talking about passive income. This one's not going to generate a lot, but it's going to generate you something. And that's opening up a high-yielded savings account, an HYSA. You see, an HYSA, a high-yielded savings account, offers a safe and low-risk way to earn passive income through interest on savings. You see, funds deposited into a HYSA are FDIC-insured, providing security against any loss up until $250,000. Now, interest rate may vary, but they are typically higher than traditional savings account by 10. Right, you can go to I won't say the name of a bank, but you can go to a bank and get 0.03%, or you can go over to a company like SoFi and they'll give you 4.6%. Okay. So this is suitable for short-term saving goals and emergency funds. Now, what's the difficulty to get started? It's a 1 out of 10. It literally requires you opening up an account with a bank or financial institution, which can be done online within a matter of 10 minutes. Minimum effort required, as funds can be deposited and withdrawn at any time. You open up the account, you wire the money into an account, instantly your money is making 4.6%. Now, what's the difficulty to maintain? 1 out of 10. I talk about this all the time on my show. If you're saving for a house, if you're saving for your starter emergency fund, if you're saving to get your fully funded emergency fund, or if you're saving for anything, just put it on automation and you do not have to see it at all. So it's literally a 1 out of 10. Literally. Hands down. Here's number 6. I got 2 bonus ones. This next one I love. This next one, I make a lot of money a week doing this. We probably do about $20,000 a week doing this on average. I think our worst week was right around $7,000, and then our best week was right around $30,000. But it's affiliate marketing. You see, affiliate marketing involves promoting products or services that you personally like, personally use, right? That you can literally put your stamp of approval on and earn a commission on the sales. Like, if you send your friend, like, if your friends are asking you, hey, what book are you reading, for an example, just tell them, hey, I'm reading this book. Go to Amazon, get your affiliate link for that book, you send them that book. And if they buy that book, Amazon will send you $1, $2. It's that easy. Every single day, we're advertising something. So why not get something from it? And here's what about affiliate marketing. If the product is $10, they're not going to go up and charge $12 to your people. No, they're going to give you a portion of their $10 for just referring them, because without you, they would not have received the sale. You see, there's various affiliate programs exist across different industries and niches. Strategies include content marketing, email marketing, social media promotion, blog marketing, website marketing, show marketing. I'll be honest with you all. My stuff is affiliate links. I have it inside of my my show description, to where I tell you all, like, hey, some of the links that we are providing, they are an affiliate. But there's no extra cost to you. You're just helping me continue to create good content. You're helping me to continue to create the staff and the team members that I have by supporting and by clicking on my link. Thank you so much. But you could do this too. And this is income that you could be making in your sleep. When I take off in July, affiliates and brand deals are the company, are the main revenue streams that keep us going. And here's why. Because success really depends on choosing relevant products, relevant businesses that I can, one, truly stand behind, but I know my community, my E3 community, could use it. And you have to really build trust with your audience. I built trust with my audience. I haven't had any scammers on my show. I think for like the first 3-4 years, I didn't sell anything. Now, recently, because I've branched out on my own and I really wanted to, I got to run a business. I'm like, okay, cool, that product works. But you may see me promote 5 things on a monthly basis when it comes to affiliates and brand deals, right? But y'all, I've probably turned down, just in 2024 alone, about 20 opportunities. 1, I didn't trust the product. 2, I didn't like the product. 3, I don't think that you all could benefit from the product based upon what I teach. So what's the difficulty to get started when it comes to affiliate marketing? It's a 4 out of 10. It's a very low barrier entry. You don't have to spend any money to get into it. As many companies offer affiliate programs for free. So literally, let's say if you do have a platform right now, let's say if you do have an Instagram, let's say if you do have a TikTok, and let's say you do want to promote something, let me give you the key. Go to the website. Let's say you're going to Best Buy. If you want to refer something or someone to Best Buy, yo, you can go to bestbuy.com, scroll all the way down to the thing. You can click on refer a friend or affiliate marketing. Most big companies, most companies who are selling things will allow you to refer a friend, and they will call refer a friend and you'll get some level of compensation from it. Or you can become an affiliate and you get that as well. This requires, though, you guys, to build an audience and establish credibility to drive conversions. So you can't just find something and then not want to sell it. Affiliates and companies are going to look at who's converting. So if you can only do the affiliate route if you know you can convert. Now, what's the difficulty to maintain it? It's a 4 out of 10. I'll be honest with you, because to generate income, right, you got to continue promoting the products. You got to find creative ways to promote the products throughout your shows, throughout your social media platforms, or et cetera. And then you got to monitor your conversion rates. You got to see, okay, wait, is this the way that I'm saying or the way that I'm presenting it, is it converting? Is it helping? But that's very minimal. That's very minimal. Here's the last thing, and we've been on this a lot lately, and you all are seeing my realtors come on, but that's rental properties. You see, rental properties can provide consistent passive income through monthly rent payments. If you have rent, if your mortgage payment is $3,000, you can get it at $5,000. That's passive income of $2,000. Owning real estate allows for appreciation of property value over time, increasing potential wealth. So not only do you have the passive income of $1,000, $2,000, or $500 a month, but then now you also have the silent passive income of the equity going up in your house, and that's going towards your net worth. You see, property management can be outsourced to minimize direct involvement. Considerations such as location, property type, and rental market demands are crucial for success. Now, what's the difficulty to get started on this one? It's high. I'm going to give it an 8 out of a 10. And here's why. Because it requires 3.5% if you're doing an FHA up to conventional, sometimes 20% of capital for your down payment and closing costs. So that's going to be a little difficult. But there are ways, as we learned, and we're going to link that show in today's show notes, but we've learned that there are ways where you can get into an investment property for 3.5% legally and ethically. So I don't want to repeat what they said. I want you to go watch the show. We'll click that and we'll put that inside of today's show notes. But what's the difficulty to maintain it? I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10 because it requires ongoing property management that you do have to pay for that. That includes, you know, tenant relations, maintenance, repairs, and compliance with state regulations and city regulations. And so I wanted to give you all these passive income ideas and look at it. Every single one that I said requires you to do something. Every single one that I've said today, it requires you for you to not to just do something up front, but it also requires you to check in on it. It also requires for you, you know, every month maybe to do something. But here's what I love about it. If you do it right, you don't have to touch it every single day, every single week. You could be out on vacation. I will never forget one day, I was in Mexico for my birthday. And I got an email from one of our affiliate deals saying that, hey, they're depositing $62,000 into my account. Every Friday, this particular affiliate partner of ours pays us. And that particular week, they paid us $62,000 for something that I love, but I shot that video maybe 90 days ago. And while I'm in Mexico celebrating my 39th birthday, a deposit into the business account hit for $62,000. This is how you can generate an extra $75,000 a week. Now, listen, I want to be honest. I am at a different level. And I also want to be honest. I'm not making $75,000 a week every single week. No, I'm not going to lie about that. We've had $75,000 a week, but we've also only had $6,000, $10,000 a week. Now, my company needs to be averaging to survive. We do need to be averaging about $13,000 a week to just make budget for the company. And so we're doing very, 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 very well within our company. We hardly ever hit the $13,000 bare minimum a week. We're averaging, I think, well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to lie. We're averaging a lot, but I want to be careful with those numbers. But set aside what I'm doing, what if you took some of these passive income ideas? What could you do from home? You could be an affiliate person and you don't have a business, you don't have a brand. But instead of you sending out recommendations, like for example, y'all may see this tree online that you bought, or you may just bought the new new product. Instead of for you just promoting a product, how about you put your affiliate link in there? Go in there, sign up for the affiliate program, sign up for the referral program, and tell everyone, hey, I just bought this new thing, check it out, swipe up, boom, it's your link. You get credit for that now. That's passive income. don't have a YouTube channel or a podcast channel or a blog. Now, once it's up there forever. I'll close with this. The show that's getting 87,000 views, there was a book in there that I recommended when it comes to wealth building. And I was looking at it, man, our Amazon sale just from that show, they're paying us $1,200. And I'm like, and while that's a lot of money for a lot of people, but for us, when it comes to affiliates, that's not a lot of money. But I didn't do anything for that $1,200 this year. But then the last 12 months, I have not done nothing for that. And the company just got $1,200. So passive income just means you don't do a lot of work. You're going to do some work up front to get it started. But to maintain it throughout the year, it's not something you need to touch and see every single day. Honestly, passive income is just continue doing what you're doing. Yo, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill. If you enjoyed today's show, if you enjoyed the realness, go ahead and hit that thumbs up for me and go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Join this E3 community because I want to see a part of this family. And we're focusing on increasing our abundance, wellness, and freedom. This is that year that we're going to see change financially. By this time this year, I don't want none of us the same. So hit that thumbs up button, hit subscribe, join the community, be a part of the E3 community, and make sure you go ahead and go to anthonyoneal.com so you can sign up for the April is Lit giveaway. I want to see who can win these vacations and all this free money. All right, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill. I'm going to see you on the next show. Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.